Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you on tonight. We are indeed grateful to be back here again tonight, and we just want to say welcome. Welcome to the Prayer News Network Global. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are excited that you have decided to join us on tonight. We are very, very, very excited. And we want to ask you to go ahead and invite somebody to come and be with you on tonight. Invite them to the broadcast. Invite them to come and be with you on tonight. Tell them that the Lord has a blessing for them with their name on it. They don't want to miss it. They don't want to miss tonight. They don't want to miss tonight. So we want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone, invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Are grateful for what the Lord is doing.
The recording has started.
He's doing some great things, and we are so grateful for it, people of God. And we pray that you have come ready tonight, ready to hear what the Lord has to say to you, ready to hear what the Lord has to say into your situation. Amen. God bless you tonight. For wherever you're listening from, wherever you are listening from, we want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. For those of you that are listening internationally, we just want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. Whatever country you're listening from, we just want to say welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome unto you on tonight. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and invite a couple of people to come and be with you on tonight. Invite, invite, invite. Amen. And while you are inviting people to come on the line with you, we just want to honor our leaders. I want to honor my leaders, giving thanks tonight for our celestial intercessor, the late Apostle Dr. S.D. James, thanking God for him, thanking God tonight for our senior apostle on tonight, Apostle Samuel Huggins James. Thanking God tonight for our presiding bishop and my pastor on tonight, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. We just give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We just bless God on tonight. I also want to thank God for Apostle Lorenzo Rutledge. Amen. Glory be to God. Right over there in my region, as they say, in my neck of the woods. Amen. Thanking God for him and true wisdom, new hope for him and elect Lady Rutledge on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Just want to thank God on tonight for all of our advisors. Just want to thank God for each and every one of them on tonight, people of God. Thanking God for our scripture reader. Thanking God for our prayer warrior on tonight. We just give God thanks and we give God praise. Amen. Again, we will listen. I'm so ready for a testimony service, people of God. We've not had testimony service in a while, but it is coming soon. Our testimony service is coming soon. We want you to go ahead and get those testimonies ready. Come on and get those testimonies ready, because I know that they're just knocking at the door to tell of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. So we thank God on tonight, amen, for what God has done for us, what he's done on this line, what he has done in your lives. We just give God thanks and we just give God praise. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God for all of the awesome speakers that the Lord has sent to this Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for each and every one of them. We thank God on tonight for our speaker who has a standing commitment, amen, as to this point, a standing commitment to come and be with us every Sunday and every Monday night. And we just bless God for that. Amen, Jesus. We bless God for her. And that's none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncan. We bless the Lord for her. People of God, amen. Awesome, awesome word on last night, people of God, and we come tonight to hear what the Lord has to say. Amen. Glory to God. We pray that you're ready to hear what the Lord has to say on tonight. So again, go ahead and call somebody, text somebody, let them know that we're here. Reach out to somebody that you've not reached out to already. Reach out to someone different, amen, and invite them to come and be a part. Go out on your social media page, drop a note out there, let them know, hey, the Prayer News Network is live. Come and join me, amen. Just that simple. All we gotta do is ask, amen. Glory to God. Just ask, amen, and let the people come. So tonight, again, we give God thanks and we give God praise. Again, shoot out that text message to a couple of people. Jump on those group texts on tonight. Let them know. Tell them to come and be with you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. For all that he's doing here on the Prayer News Network, we thank God for the many blessings that he has bestowed upon us. We bless him. We thank him on tonight. People of God, we want you to go ahead and get your pen and pencil. Get your pen, your pencil, your tablet, your cell phone, whatever you're taking notes with. We want you to go ahead and get them and get ready. Get ready to take those notes. Amen. So these nuggets, amen, that the Lord will be dropping unto us. Go ahead and get your paper, your pencil, and get those things that you need to get your notes. Amen. While you're doing that, people of God, as our usual standing order, we're going to ask Missionary Fan if she would come and bless the line for us on tonight as we get ready for the Word of God. And after that, we will have our scripture reading by Sister Mary Holland. Amen. We're going to have our scripture reading. And then right after that, we're asking our speaker tonight, none other than Prophetess Sharon Duncombe, if she would grace the platform, amen, and come forth. Man of God, people of God, man of God, women of God, this woman of God is coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. We thank God for her. She's now abiding in Alabama, glory to God, via our headquarters church. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful that, again, she has committed to being a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Amen. So after our scripture reading, the next voice that you'll hear will be that of Prophetess Sharon Duncombe. God bless you, missionary. And you have the platform.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. God, we praise you. God, we lift you up tonight, Lord God. We come, Lord God, giving your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift up holy hands unto you on this night, Lord God. We come, Lord God, to say we appreciate you, Lord God, for your goodness and for your love, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, once again, and have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all iniquities, Lord God, for all transgressions. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you this night to let the words of our mouth, Lord God, in the meditation of our heart be acceptable unto you this night in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your love, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your everlasting love towards us, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to lift you up, Lord God, in the beauty of holiness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come to say thank you for being our all in all tonight, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, for being, Lord God, whatever we need you to be, Lord God. We come to say we appreciate you, Lord God. We appreciate you, Lord God, for being our beginning and our ending. We thank you tonight, Lord God, for, Lord God, without you we are nothing. Without you we can't do nothing. Lord God, we come and say thank you, Lord God, for being our Savior. We come tonight, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for being the life giver, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, our Savior.
spiritual life giving, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, and say we appreciate you. We appreciate you so much, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look upon this land, Lord God, each and every one that came on this land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, far and near, in the name of Jesus, young and old, Lord God, we come to ask you tonight to look upon us, Lord God, and Lord God, give us ears to hear. Give us a spirit ears to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come, Lord God, to hear further from you on tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you tonight, Lord God, to let your will be done, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your will be done, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to heal, deliver, set free. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to save, Lord God, deliver, Lord God, save, Lord God, that soul, Lord God, that's reaching out tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that's reaching out for hope in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that's reaching out for answers in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that's reaching out for healing in the name of Jesus. We realize and know you're all that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Move, Lord God, tonight on this land, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Fill tonight, Lord God, with your Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, with you, Lord God, all things are possible. And we know, Lord God, that you can do, and we know that you will do. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, look on the speaker tonight, Lord God, the woman of God, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, have your way once again, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let your word come, Lord God, and let, Lord God, let us receive what you will have to say unto us this night. In the name of Jesus, bless Minister Bradley tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord God in the way that you see fit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we thank you so much. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for today in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for many celebrating Memorial Day, Lord God, but we celebrate you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we celebrate you tonight, Lord God, for you are our all in all. Our everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you. We glorify you, Lord God. We lift you up tonight in the name of Jesus. We praise you tonight. We praise you tonight in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just love you so much, Lord God, for being so good to us, Lord God. Realize and know that there's nothing that we've done so good, Lord God, but it's your mercy, Lord God, towards us, Lord God. And tonight we thank you. We glorify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, and we'll say thank you, Lord God, forevermore. We'll thank you, Lord God. We'll magnify you, Lord God. We'll lift you up tonight, Lord God, from our hearts, Lord God, way down within, Lord God. We lift you up tonight, and we thank you so much. We glorify you right now, and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer warriors, and to all of our listeners near and far. The reading will be coming from the 15th chapter of St. John, the 9th through the 17th verse. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandment, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. Ye are my friend if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knows not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye should ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another. I have read to you the 15th chapter of St. John, the 9th through the 17th verse. May God have blessing to the reading of his word, to the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen. Blessings to you, woman of God. Blessings to you, Evangelist Bradley, and everyone connected with you, your PN and advisors, your prayer warriors. Blessings to every one of you, leaders in particular, those of you who have taken the time out to come once again on this night to help lift up the name of Jesus. You're freely welcome to praise him if you feel like praising him. But I do give God glory, and I don't take these moments and time lightly that God has assigned me to come and speak with his people, bless his name. And so I am grateful today to God Almighty, who is the head of my life, the Holy Ghost, who is my restrainer. He is my guide. He is my teacher. He is my everything. I thank God tonight for the protocol that has already been established. I come into agreement with that on tonight. But I want to acknowledge my pastor, who is the co-pastor of Jerusalem Temple of EPC Nation, Pastor Lindsay, and his wife. Bless his name and his family. And tonight I do give God glory for what he has done, what he will say, and what he's about to say. Let the Father to give you thanks and praise tonight for what you're about to say. We want to thank you tonight that you would open up our hearts to receive what the Spirit is saying unto the church. We bind the will of the enemy and bring every work of darkness to naught. We neutralize every power and every opposition that is assigned to this assignment right now, to this line. Right now, in Jesus' name, we pull down and destroy everything that is not like you. We pray that you touch our hearts to hear, our ears to hear. Open the spiritual senses of your people, O God, that we may be drawn closer to you by your word. Because when heaven and earth pass away, your Bible says only the word of God will last forever. So we thank you for your word on tonight. Now may the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, cover us now with the shed blood of Jesus Christ and hide us behind the shadow of your cross. Bless his name. Now, tonight I'm going to deal with a topic. I'm dealing with Matthew 20, chapter 25 that deals with the 10 virgins. Hallelujah, the 10 virgins. Five were five. Five were foolish and five were wise. Bless his name. And so, when you look at this, and what is the meaning of the 10 virgins? And if you take a good look at the parable of the, before you get to this, if you read Matthew 24, Jesus was talking about the things that are going to happen before he comes, all the signs to look for before he comes, bless his name. And so 24 flows right into 25, where he's now talking to these 10 virgins. One, some was ready and some was not ready for his coming. And so as we look at the parable of the ten virgins, I believe that there has been much debate about the meaning of these words of Jesus. But as we look at the parable, we are absolutely certain that the bridegroom for sure is Jesus, and this parable describes his return. Bless his name. So this is about Jesus and his return. Bless his name. And this parable represents those who are prepared and those who are not prepared. And we prepare tonight because as we look around, we can see that the coming of the Lord Jesus is nearer than when we first believed. Bless his name. This parable presents our Lord's return in three aspects. The first one is assessing our profession. And that's from verses 1 to 13. The second thing is assessing our services. That's what this chapter is all about. And that is from verses 14 to 30. The last thing, the third one, is assessing individual Gentiles. That is the unbelievers. And that is from verses 31 to 46. Now let us read the scripture. It says, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise. I'm reading from verse 31 to 46. Sorry, from verses 1, as far as the Lord would lead me. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. My God, tonight. And at midnight, hallelujah, on tonight, there was a cry made.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the midnight hour is when most of us go to sleep. In the midnight hour is where most of us are so tired, we don't have time to pray, and we don't have time to do nothing but to sleep. Glory be to God. And so the Bible said at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Hallelujah, Jesus. Are we ready? Are we going to enter, or are we going to meet the door shut in our faces? Came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. You can take this to the bank that a lot of people are going to hear. On that day, I know you not. But they've been in church all their life. They've been in church a long time. They were singing and shouting and dancing and doing everything. But a day is coming when Jesus is going to say, I know you not. Bless his name. He said, watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Bless his name. That's verse 13. As part of the Olivet teaching, Jesus told several parables about the importance of being prepared for his return. Bless his name tonight. For example, he pointed out that his coming would be unexpected. Oh, glory to God on tonight. There is so much that must be done to be prepared for his return, which means we need to always be ready. Glory to God. And I would ask the question, if he was to come tonight, will we be ready like the five wise virgins who was prepared for the bridegroom to come? Bless his name. For ye know not what hour your Lord doeth come. But know this, hallelujah, tonight, if the good men of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Therefore, be ye also ready, hallelujah, tonight. The Bible says, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. And so a lot of people are not paying attention to the signs that are happening to let them know that Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. There are signs that are happening all around the world. If you read the Bible, shows how close we are to the coming of the Son of God. Bless his name. Even though there are devices, and I want you to hear this good tonight, even though there are devices like alarm systems put in place to protect you, you have cameras to help identify a thief that would come to your house, you may have bars on your windows and on your doors, hallelujah, some even have security, bless his name, some people have their houses connected to the police system, but there are some thieves that can outsmart anything you may put in place for your protection. Oh, glory to God on tonight. Some people might get relaxed because they feel, glory to God tonight, so secure because of all the devices that they have protecting their home. Knowing that you are fully protected, this makes you feel comfortable, excuse me, and secure. So you don't watch to see if anyone will break in your house. Many people are like that today. They feel so secure and comfortable in their house that they get the attitude, I don't really need to see if anybody's going to break in my house because I have all of this protection and all of these devices that can alarm me for if somebody was to break in my house. Bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. Saying, if you knew what time the thief was coming, excuse me tonight, you would have been continually keep watching so that you will not lose nothing in your house. Even though you might have all of these protections, you still need to keep a watchful eye, glory to God, because a thief can come when you least expect them to show up. He is telling us the same way a thief can show up unexpectedly, it is exactly how he is coming. He's letting us know that all who follow him would need to maintain a lifestyle of faithfulness, obedience as they wait for him. And so no matter how you try to protect, if a thief wants to get to you, they will find a way to get to you unexpectedly and suddenly. Glory to God, that will take you off guard. And so that's what God is saying tonight. I am coming, and some of you are going to be taken off guard because you're not watching to see when I am coming. He said many in this hour are so relaxed because they don't really see much changes that are happening in the earth. Bless his name. Matthew chapter 24, 45 to 61 says, who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord had made ruler over his household to give him meat in due season? Bless his name. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he come, glory to God, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, then he shall make him ruler over all his goods. And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayed his coming, and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he's not looking for him, and in an hour he is not aware of. And so if you listen to this scripture, many people are relaxed and doing what they feel like doing. They're partying, and I'm talking about church people tonight because we're dealing with words, we're dealing with church people. Some are ready and some are not ready. And so you have a lot of people in the body of Christ. They're hanging out. They're still dancing. They're still drinking and smoking and doing a whole bunch of things. And he's saying tonight, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he's looking not for him, and in an hour he's not aware of. Bless the name of the living God tonight. And the Bible says, and shall cut him asunder and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The five wise virgins, or the five righteous women, represent people who live virtuous lives. Hallelujah. They were living upright before the Lord. Hallelujah. And so they were prepared to enter heaven. The five foolish virgins were those unrighteous women who were unprepared for the coming of the bridegroom, who is Jesus Christ. And consequently, what happened? The gates of heaven were shut closed. It was shut down. They had no more access, no more time to repent, no more time to make it right. And so many people are hearing the message of repentance and saying it's time to change, and they keep putting off the day of salvation. Bless his name. We do not want to find ourselves like those foolish virgins. My God, what do these virgins represent? It can be concluded that the 10 virgins represent the people who have faith in Jesus Christ. Even the foolish ones, they have faith in Jesus Christ and are being taught the gospel. That's what these virgins represent. And know the commandment they should live by, and are not living according to the standard of the world. So you have people that are in the body of Christ. They know the commandment, but the lifestyle that they live is not conducive as that of a believer. It is not lining up according to the word of God. They still live and act like those in the world. This was a wedding taking place. Hallelujah. So let's look at the steps. When you go to a Jewish wedding, this is what they do. My God. And if you look at this, the backdrop for Jesus' next parable, in this parable here, was a wedding custom of his day. And three events took place. Number one, the legal agreement, bless his name, tonight, by the couple's parents to the bride's house, by the bridegroom and his friends. And the wedding party returned to the bridegroom's house. Number three, the marriage feast. So Jesus describes the second phrase and with the bridegroom, and his party came to the bride's house, where the bride is awaiting him with the 10 virgins who are her bridesmaids. Bless his name. Since the time of his arrival was, hallelujah, tonight, uncertain, perhaps even after dark, each young woman needed to have both her lamp and an extra flask of oil for it. Bless his name on tonight. And so, hallelujah, God is saying we've got to be ready for the arrival of the bridegroom. Hallelujah. He might come at any time. But as you read this, the Bible says both of them had lamps. Hallelujah. The foolish and the wise had lamps. Hallelujah. And they were asked to get extra oil for the lamp. Five wise virgins was well prepared with additional oil, but the foolish ones were not. When the bridegroom suddenly arrived at midnight, the foolish virgins lacked, oh glory to God tonight. Hallelujah, on Tabakeshan the Bahaya. Their last shekanda, yes, God. Their lack of preparation was exposed. Oh, glory to God tonight. When Jesus come, a lot of people lack of preparation to receive him is going to be exposed. And they were ultimately denied entrance. Glory be to God. You can't be in the church and doing what we want to do and expect an entrance into the kingdom. Bless the name of the living God. They were not, these foolish virgins were not allowed to enter the wedding feast because they were not prepared. Thank you, Jesus. And so Jesus' message is very clear. His coming, like my God, hallelujah, tonight, that of the bridegroom in the parable may be delayed. And the woman and the men who follow him need continually to be prepared. So many, hallelujah, put the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ far off. And he's saying tonight that we need to be prepared. He's saying tonight, watch the signs that are happening and be prepared for my coming. Bless his name. Romans chapter 13, 11 to 14 tells us, and that knowing the time, that now is high time to wake out of sleep. God tell me a lot of people in the body of Christ is in a deep comatose sleep. Hallelujah. They're in a comatose position and they're sleeping and not watching and not preparing. Bless the name of the living God. He says, for now is our salvation nearer than we believe. We've been hearing that Jesus was coming from the beginning of creation. And so if we look at it, we should know now that it's even closer than when we first believed. The verse 12 said, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envy. And so much is going on in the body of Christ with us fighting against each other, hallelujah, hating on each other, backbiting and talking about each other, don't speak to each other, and we expect that when Jesus comes, we are going to have an entrance into the kingdom. He says, put away these things, bless his name. But verse 14 says, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is the anointed word. He says, put on my word. Obey my word. Oh, my God, on tonight. You got to be a doer of the word and not a hearer. Hallelujah. You got to apply the word of God in this last hour. Bless the name of the living God. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for your flesh to fulfill the lust, oh, glory to God, of it. So many people are fulfilling the lust of the flesh. A lot of people running after material things, running after fortune and gain and money and everything you need, except running after Jesus and running after the word. And so God is saying, I put away those things, hallelujah, that is causing you to lust, that is causing you to stray away from preparing ourselves for the coming of the Lord Jesus. And verse 3 says, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction coming upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and the Bible said they shall not escape. Hallelujah. A woman may know her month of delivery. Every woman that has a child, you may know the month, and sometimes the child comes before that month. But she will never know, glory to God tonight, hallelujah, when that pain will suddenly hit her. Glory to God. God is saying, for those who are not looking for or preparing for his coming, it will happen suddenly and unexpectedly. All they're trying to do and speaking about in this last hour is how to bring peace in the world. But the Bible said, when they say peace and safety, God is telling us tonight, sudden destruction will overtake them. Hallelujah tonight. And while they're trying to figure out all these things, his coming will happen suddenly, and it will go in Boshatabahaya. Yes, God, and it's going to cause great destruction in the entire world. Hallelujah, Jesus. What is the great and terrible day of the Lord? What feelings do you have when you hear the word like the second coming? What actually goes through your mind on this line tonight? When you hear about the last great day or signs of the time, the scripture refers to the second coming as a great and dread. Hallelujah. And if you look at Malachi chapter 4 verses 1 and 3, for behold, the day cometh that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble, and the day that cometh shall burn them up, said the Lord of hosts, that it shall neither leave them root nor branch. And verse 3 said, and ye shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the sole of your feet in the day that I shall do this, said the Lord of hosts. The Bible says the wicked will be slain by the brightness of his coming. Jesus taught this parable a few days before his crucifixion. Oh, bless his name tonight. He had recently taught about the timing of the kingdom and the coming of his appearance in Matthew chapter 24. Like I told you earlier, here in chapter 25, he uses three parables to teach the importance of personal preparation. And so this chapter is about your personal life being prepared to see Jesus when he comes. In this parable, Jesus taught us how to be prepared for his coming, hallelujah, God, in these last days. Jesus said, be faithful. You better be praying, always having your lamps trimmed and burning and oil with you, that you may be ready at the coming of the bridegroom. Are you ready tonight? Do you have extra oil in your lamps tonight? Is your lamp trimmed and is it burning bright tonight? The parable of the 10 virgins illustrate how we should be prepared. Oh, glory to God tonight. As we examine ourselves, can we say that we are prepared on tonight? Let me look at the 10 virgins. It was a custom among the Jews for the bridegroom to come at night to the bride's house. See, we have wedding in the daytime. We have celebration in the daytime. But it was custom for the bridegroom to come at night to the bride's house where her bridesmaid attended to her. Bless the name of Jesus Christ on tonight. When the bridegroom approach was announced, these maidens went out with the lamps or their lamps to light his way so that he could come into the house for the celebration. Glory be to God tonight. So in this parable, the virgins represent members of the church. Hallelujah. And the bridegroom represents Jesus Christ. The wise virgins are those who have received the truth, listen tonight, and have taken the Holy Ghost for their guide and have not been deceived. This is a time of great deception, which means it is mandatory, hallelujah, tonight to have discernment like never before. Oh, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. You cannot afford to be without discernment. It is mandatory that you be filled with the Holy Ghost in order to survive in this last hour. And so if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you better seek the faith of God, hallelujah, to fill you with the Holy Ghost, because you're going to need it to survive. Now we're going to look at the bridegroom. In the Bible, the image of a wedding is used to portray the second coming of Jesus. Jewish weddings included the announcement of the bride to the bride's house. Hallelujah. The weddings usually begin in the evening, not in the morning or the afternoon like we do, with the lamps lit at dusk. Bless his name. And so midnight was later than the 10 virgins would have expected, my God, the bridegroom to show up. So they was expecting him to come when it was evening, but he didn't come when they expected him to come. Oh, glory to God on tonight. The announcement came suddenly. Glory to Jesus on tonight. Just like the announcement for the coming of the bridegroom happened suddenly in the middle of the night when everyone was fast asleep. Oh, glory to God on tonight. We do not know the timing of Christ's second coming, but we, hallelujah, tonight, we should be prepared as if I will shout that of a higher. Oh, has been a night, glory to God. We should be prepared tonight, people, as though it would come at any time, whether sooner or whether later. And we know that there are other signs that must happen toward the coming of the Lord. But the thing about it, your midnight could be your death. Your midnight could be in the cold grave. Your midnight could be on the bed of affliction. Your midnight could be in a wheelchair handicap. You don't know where your midnight may be. Oh, glory to God tonight. You don't know when you can take your last breath. So it could be your midnight. Glory be to God on tonight. Matthew chapter 22, 1 through 14 said, and Jesus answered and spake unto them again a parable and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Oh, bless his name tonight. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of what he said, and went their way. Glory to God. One to his farm, and another to his merchandise. Hallelujah. And the remnant took his servant and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth. He became very angry, and he sent forth his army and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servant, the wedding is ready, but they which are bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore in the highways, and as many as ye find, bring to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highway and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he said unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither, and not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. The man couldn't say anything because he was invited, but he was not ready. He didn't have on the right clothes, bless his name. Verse 13 said, and then said the king to his servant, bind him hand and foot, and came away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, but the Bible says there are only a few chosen. Oh, bless his name tonight. Who was Jesus talking to in this chapter? Bless his name. Glory to God. And as we look at what was just said, this was the Jewish authority that Jesus was referring to. Jesus spoke it to the Jewish authority in the temple. He was not telling it to them so that they would believe in him for eternal life. What he was doing, he was telling them so that Israel would recognize Jesus as their Messiah and receive him. Glory to God on tonight. So that they would not miss out on the kingdom, my God, blessing that God had for them. Hallelujah on tonight. The parable of the wedding feast is a parable about universalism. That's what it is all about. Glory to God. Jesus teaches that the kingdom of God is open to everyone, not only Jews. This parable is told using the familiar setting of a wedding feast. Glory to God. And as you look at the kingdom of God, he said, whosoever will, let them come. And I just read, he said, you know what? Those people who are invited, they didn't come. So go in the highway and byway. Whoever comes, bring them in, whether they save or not. He said, bring them into my feast.
Bring them into my kingdom. Bless his name on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. A king was preparing a wedding feast for his son. What he did, he sent out his servant to bring the invited guests. But they did not want to come. The servants were once again sent out with the message, look, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatted calves have been slaughtered, and everything is ready. Blessed be, come to the wedding banquet. What was their reaction? Look at what they did. Blessed be. Some guests ignored the servants and went instead to their farm and businesses. Others seized the servants, mistreated them, and then killed them. Doesn't this sound like what's happening right now? There's a cry for repentance, but it is being ignored. Some people are too busy to come to church. They don't want to repent. Don't it sound familiar? There are warnings telling people Jesus is coming soon, but it's being ignored. Don't we see those, hallelujah, glory to God tonight, who are believers being killed and persecuted and thrown into prison? That's what they were doing in the same parable. And it's happening right now under our noses. Oh, bless his name on tonight. The king was furious and sent his troops to destroy those murderers and burn their cities. He then instructed his servants to invite anyone, like I just said, to come into this marriage feast. And so as we look at this tonight, the invitation for salvation and repentance is extended to everyone in this hour. Hallelujah on tonight. But so many are taking it lightly and continue to ignore this gospel of repentance because they think that they have a lot of time to live like they desire to live the way they wanted to live. They think they have time to do them and then give God the rest of their days. Oh, bless his name tonight. They're not thinking that they can drop dead within a split second. After death, there is a judgment. If you die without Jesus, the lake of fire and hell will be your portion. Many think that they have a lot of time to do what they feel like doing and then change when they feel like changing. Oh, glory to God on tonight. The Bible says the day you hear his voice, he said, harden not your heart. Hallelujah. Psalms 95 and 8 says, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. 9 says, when your fathers tempted me, proved me and saw my work. 40 years long, I was grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart and they have not known my ways. And if you think God was grieved back then with those generations, don't you think God is grieved with this generation? Don't you see the homosexuality going on? Don't you see all of these wickedness? We know that God is more than grieved in this last hour because sin and iniquity, glory to God, has intensified in the face of the earth. He said, I was grieved with those generations. Hallelujah. And many of them did not owe glory to God tonight. In Psalms 95 and 8, the psalmist exhorts the reader, today, if you will hear his voice, you on the line tonight, you listening from wherever you're listening, God is saying tonight, if you hear his voice, stop hardening your heart. Stop putting on salvation because tomorrow is not promised to none of us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to Jesus. The first thing is to recognize and respond to God's word. Hallelujah. And so there are two things that you hear in Psalms 98. Psalms 95 and 8. The first thing is to recognize and respond to God's word. This voice. The second thing is do not let your heart become hardened. And so a lot of people are hearing the voice of God through his prophets and his pastors and his ministers, but they're still hardening their heart because they feel like they are not ready. They feel like they have to give up so much of the world in order to serve God. Yes, you have to give up some things because, oh my God, because that sinful nature cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. Oh, bless his name tonight. Psalms 95 is a call to worship. Hallelujah. From verses, my God, 7 through 9, we read this psalmist continue to relate God's punishment on the ancient Israelites. Although they had seen God's mighty work, They strayed in their hearts and minds. And so a lot of people are straying in their hearts and in their minds. Their minds have been contaminated and corrupted by the things of this life and the things that they're seeing, hallelujah, that is happening in this last hour. My God, and so what happened because of their mindset, God became grieved, hallelujah. And so if your mindset is not right, you are grieving the heart of causing God to be grieved. We got to understand that God has feelings. God has feelings. He feels just like you and me. When somebody hurts you, don't you hurt? When somebody disappoints you, don't you feel bad? God feeling bad and disappointed because so many disobey him. So many are taking his word lightly. Yes, God. Yes, God. Rebellion, hallelujah. The great apostasy. Don't we know that God's heart is hurting, especially from church people, because we're dealing with this chapter and these are dealing with church people. So many church people are causing the heart of God to be grieved in this last hour. Hallelujah. So as we look at, as we look at what is happening here, although they had seen God's mighty act, they strayed in their hearts and minds, which made God to be grieved for 40 years. You hear God tonight. So what he did, he stopped them from entering the promised land. Many of us, God promised us some things. Many of us, God wants to carry us to another level. God wants to take us deeper. But are we obeying God tonight? Or are we causing the Spirit of God to be grieved because we're not obeying and doing what he tells us to do? Oh, glory be to God on tonight. Hallelujah, God. It was fathers and the elders that tempted him, proved him, and saw his works. So he was grieved with that generation. Can we see a pattern here that's taking place right now on the older ones to lead the way, to be that example? But what they're doing, these older folks are blending in to the lifestyle and the ways of this generation. They, some of them think they are still young. They're not being an example. And I'm talking about church people on tonight. God is looking for the older ones to be an example for these young people to follow. And so that's what those generations did. They were no example for those new generations. And so those young generations, just for generations, made it over. But those older folks, they died because they were not obeying God. Don't die. Oh, glory to God. Don't die without your promise. Don't die without the things God has promised you. Don't die without your inheritance. Glory be to God tonight. And so obedience is very important. Glory be to God. And see, if those five virgins had been obedient, those foolish ones, they might, God, would have gone into the marriage supper. But they were disobedient, even though the other virgin told them, go get some oil, but they didn't go. They went straight to go to nap. They went to the midnight nap in their bed rather than going looking for the oil. Hallelujah on tonight. The original guests invited were the Jews. If you listen to this, the original guests that were invited to this marriage supper were the Jewish people. The Jewish believed that because they were God's chosen people, that was all that was required to enter the kingdom of heaven. And so a lot of people don't realize that it takes more than just knowing God, just saying, I am a child of God. It takes more than that to enter the kingdom of heaven. There are a lot of people like the Jews that they think they don't need to repent. They think that they can live life the way they feel and still make it to heaven. The Jews who ignored the servants were those who ignored the prophets who came to deliver the message of God. And so the Jews were the ones that were killing these people. And they ignored the plea from God to change. Hallelujah. They killed those prophets, glory be to God, back then who came to bring a message from God. And perhaps those who refuse to believe in Jesus, God has many real prophetic voices that is crying out in this last hour. Oh, glory to God tonight. And he is raising up many, and people are ignoring the prophets and those that God have chosen to preach the message of repentance. Millions of people just do not believe in Jesus or his word in this last hour. Oh, bless his name. Matthew chapter 22 from verse 1 says, is another parable that Jesus used to demonstrate those that will stand or those that will and will not be. be ready when he comes. God is saying he has extended his invitation to the Jews, but it is rejected. If you look at verse 6, and the remnant, which is the Jews, took his servant and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was angry, he was wroth, and he sent forth his army and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And so the Jesus is that represents that master who is getting ready to destroy those, hallelujah, who are coming up against his people. Oh, glory God tonight. Glory to the master. When the king heard thereof, he was wroth and he sent forth his army and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then said he to his servant, the wedding is ready, but they which are bidden, they are not worthy to come. Go ye therefore and go into the highway. He said, get those who are thinking about coming. Get those who are on drugs. Get those who are on alcohol. Get those who are prostituting themselves. Go to the gang bangers. Go to the drug dealers. My God. Go to that homosexual. Go to that man who is thinking about suicide. Go to the hospital. Get the mentally challenged. Oh, go for the handicapped. Bless his name tonight. Go for that fatherless child. Go for that motherless child. Go and get that widow. Hallelujah. Go and get that poor man. Bring him to the marriage feast so they may eat. Oh, glory to God tonight. The Jews who reacted violently are a reference to those who mistreated and murdered the prophets and the messengers of God and of the rejection of Jesus. The same thing is happening right now, people of God, rejection of God and his word. You've got to understand, hallelujah, people don't want to hear the name of Jesus. They don't want no prayer. Hallelujah, there's the great rebellion that is intensified in the earth against God, hallelujah, and his kingdom. In verse 9, the guests who were invited afterwards are the Gentiles. That's who they represent. All of those that God is calling from all walks of life, they represent the Gentile nation, the unbelievers. Glory be to God. This parable shows that the kingdom of God is open to everyone, not just the Jewish people. Oh, glory to God on tonight. At the end of the parable, we see an interaction between the king and a man who was not dressed properly. He ordered a servant tonight to cast that man, bind him hand and foot. He said, throw him into out of darkness. Hallelujah. And the Bible says there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. This man represents those that have the form of godliness, glory to God, and deny the power of God. Hallelujah. The unsuitable dressed man represents those who are not prepared for the complete commitment to Jesus. You are people that are not fully committed to Jesus. God is looking for complete commitment. Everyone talking, my God, tonight, talking about heaven or talking about God don't mean that they will be saved, don't mean that they know or have a relationship with God. All who say, Lord, Lord, will not enter. Many are lukewarm. He told us in the book of Revelation, be hot or be cold. Because if you are lukewarm, if you are in the Middle East, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. And you can find that in Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 16. Oh, bless his name tonight. Now, as we look at the vessel, glory to God tonight. Hallelujah. The vessels in the parable with the 10 virgins were containers for storing extra oil. Being wise means being prepared for unexpected. When you are a wise person, you will always be prepared for the unexpected with an extra measure of faith. So those wise virgins, they were prepared, and they also had an extra measure of faith. It's also being prepared with a testimony. You have to have the Holy Ghost in your life. Sometimes we grow complacent, thinking we have enough to get by. But following Jesus means more than just getting by. It means always striving to draw closer to him, preparing for those times when our patience, testimony will be tested. God is for God to take oil in your vessel so that you will be prepared in the time of testing, especially in this last hour. We, if you look at us, we are the vessels. Hallelujah. We represent that vessel tonight. The oil represents the Holy Ghost. We should be ready at all times for the coming of the Lord Jesus. This is not the time to relax and become complacent, thinking we have a whole lot of time. This is the time to stay focused on the will and the kingdom of God like we've never done before. It is time to do, my God, what God has called us to do. What has God called you to do? Are you doing what God has called you to do? Are you making full proof of your ministry? Are you doing the work of the evangelist? Are you going into the highway and byway and compelling men to come? What is he telling you to do? Are you doing what God's telling you to do on tonight? The harvest is plenteous, but he said the laborers are few who will volunteer to go and bring the lost. Hallelujah. Let my standard of a host, no matter what it may cost, God said, I am looking for you to make the sacrifice for my kingdom. Hallelujah. Are we willing to become that living sacrifice for God? Oh, bless his name on tonight. Are we making ourselves available to be used for the master's service? We don't know when we will die. After death, there is a judgment. Where will we spend eternity? Hallelujah, God. Then we stand before God for our rewards. What will your rewards look like? Yeah, hallelujah. When you stand before him, we need to keep in mind, people of God, only what we do for Jesus Christ will matter and last when we stand before him to give an account. These are the days of great testing and trial, people of God. This is the last generation, which means we must be rooted and grounded in the word of God and grounded and strong in our faith. Let us look at the lamps, the oil lamps used by the Jews. In Jesus' day, are called Herodian lamps after King Herod. Oh, bless his name today. These lamps enable people to carry light wherever they went. In the same way, we are to carry the light of the gospel wherever we go. Hallelujah. We are that lamp tonight. Are we carrying the gospel wherever we go? Are we sharing the gospel wherever we go? Are we talking about it in Walmart? Are we talking about it, my God, on the phone to someone? We have to spread this good news. Glory be to God. Matthew chapter 5. 14 through 16 said, ye are the light of the world, a city set in a hill that cannot be hidden. Oh, glory to God tonight. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, hallelujah, tonight, and it will give light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men. Bless them tonight that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Oh, bless his name on tonight. Are we the light of the world? Can somebody look at us and see a light shining bright in a dead society, in a world of sin? Bless his name. Is our light shining tonight? Can people see the light shining to us tonight? How many souls are we reaching for the kingdom? The handle of the lamp was shaped by the hand and then attached to the lamp. Oh, glory to God on tonight. Hallelujah. The body of the lamp was made of clay and shaped on a potter's wheel. Oh, glory to God on tonight. The sprout or the nozzle was made from a mold. Oh, glory to God tonight. The body of the lamp was formed, molded, and shaped in the hands of the porter that was placed on the porter's wheel to carry the oil. Oh, glory to God on tonight. God is telling us that he wants to form us and mold us and shape us and carry us. Oh, my God, gosh. Oh, Holy Ghost, help me tonight. And shape us to carry the oil of his anointing, to carry his glory in the earth, to carry his presence, glory to God tonight, and the fire of God in the earth. Are we willing to let the porter do what he needs to do? Hallelujah, so that we can be ready for his use, to be ready when he comes. If you look at the wick and the lamp, a wick was made of, and the lamp was filled with olive oil. Once the wick absorbed the oil, the lamp was lit. The wick and brush stem was very important. Without these two things, the lamp would not be able to be filled with the oil. I began to look at this, glory to God, tonight, and see this as the word of God that we need on the inside of us. Oh, help me tonight, God. Without the word of God on the inside, nothing can happen. The lamp represents us. The olive oil is the Holy Ghost. When the word and the Spirit of God connect, then it will burn out and eradicate sin out of our lives. and the darkness out of our communities, darkness out of our neighborhoods. Hallelujah. We will put away the darkness that is raising up in this hour, that is fighting against our children and grandchildren. Glory be to God on tonight. When we look at the olive, olives are first soaked in water to clean them and purge them off their bitterness, and then they are crushed to extract the oil. We are the wild olives that have been engrafted into the olive tree. Glory to God tonight. God wants to extract pure oil from us. Oh, help me tonight, Jesus. Just like the olive has to go through a process. We have to go through a process. Hallelujah, Jesus. There are some steps that God will put us through to make us and to melt us, to put us through the process. The first step he will put us, hallelujah, glory to God. We must be soaked in water like the olive. My God, we need to soak ourselves in the word of God. We need to soak ourselves in prayer and in fasting. We need to soak ourselves in praise and live a lifestyle of worship. Number two, cleansed by the word of God. Only the word, hallelujah, the olive has to be cleansed. And so the only way we can be cleansed is by the word of God. Only the word of God can clean us up from the old lifestyle, from the old habits, from the old mindset. Bless his name. The third one, the olive has to be purged. And so purged, God wants to purge us with his word. Hallelujah, to take away the bitterness of sin and shame out of our lives. Glory be to God on tonight. The fourth point is the last and most painful process is to go through a crushing. Oh, glory to God. This must happen for the oil to flow, for the Holy Ghost to move on the inside of us, for the anointing, the presence, and the power of God to manifest. The crushing must happen so we can die to the things of the flesh. The crushing in our lives must happen so that miracles, signs, and wonder can follow us. Oh, help me tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. The crushing must happen so that we can modify the deeds of our flesh. Glory to God. The olive oil produced throughout the Mediterranean Sea and the region had multiple ingredients and was used for multiple things. The olive oil is used for cooking. Oil is used for condiments, for treatment of wounds, ingredients in cosmetics, and soap, and fuel for lamps. Hallelujah. For us to be that lamp that will bring light into this dark world that God is using or going to use, we have to put ourselves in the hand of the potter. Oh, glory to God tonight, to shape us and mold us the way he desires. He is the potter. We are the clay. Our bodies are the wick. Hallelujah. The wick that goes down into the lamp. Oh, glory to God. The vessels, we are the vessels tonight. God wants to pour his oil into us, his anointing into us. He wants to pour his power into us to do great exploits for his kingdom. Bless his name tonight. The same way the wick absorbed the oil as the lamp was lit, he wants to clean and soak and purge us from all bitterness so that we can absorb his mighty power, so that we can absorb the Holy Ghost, we can absorb the anointing. Glory to God, hallelujah, to absorb his presence, absorb his word. Hallelujah. That's what he wants to do with us, people of God. He wants to soak and crush us like the olive oil, that the anointing and his power and his glory will be seen. Hallelujah. And his presence will be felt. His presence will flow through us, and that we will make a difference to be a light in this dark world so that the world would see him in us. It is time to make a difference in our lives. Hallelujah. Our lives and what we speak should have the sound of a distinction. Are we, if anybody can identify us, are we standing out, hallelujah, in this last hour? Glory to God tonight. Oh, happy tonight, Jesus. I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Because the oil of spiritual preparedness cannot be shared. And so all of us, all of the ways in which we have taken, let me go for a blessing. The oil in the parable represents our faith and testimony. It represents our purity and dedication, our good works, and our keeping of covenant. All of the ways in which we have taken the Holy Spirit for our guide. The wise virgins could not share their oil. Foolish virgins because the oil of spiritual preparedness cannot be shared. You cannot share your spiritual preparedness with nobody. This is a time of urgency. Everyone have to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah. These are some of the steps that we should follow that are very important to help us to be ready. Glory be to God on tonight. God is looking for a faithful and dedicated people. He's looking for obedience and commitment. He's looking for attendance at sacraments, the Lord's Supper, at oil to our lamps, fasting and prayer, especially family prayer, reading and studying the Word of God are the things that God is looking for. Obedience to leadership. Some people say, I don't need no leader. I don't need nobody to lead me, and they're out of order. Bless his name. Living a righteous and holy lifestyle. Control of bodily appetites. Eating what you want. Doing what you want. Our bodies belong to the temple. It is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And so we cannot do with our bodies what we feel like. We cannot put any and everything in it how we feel like. Oh, bless his name tonight. His vessels, we are his vessels tonight, people of God. So we cannot treat our vessel the way we feel like treating it. Glory to God. Preaching the gospel. Each act of dedication and obedience is a drop of oil added to your vessel. Deeds of kindness is an oil dropped in your vessel. Reaching out to the poor is an oil that is dropped in your vessel. Hallelujah tonight. Reaching the needy, showing agape love, payment of tithes and your offering are the oil that you're adding in your vessel tonight. Clean hands and a pure heart is adding oil to your lamp tonight. Oh, glory to God. Our thoughts and actions, the way we treat each other, how we affect people, you are adding oil in your lamp tonight. These are just a few important things we need to focus on. These things, hallelujah, contribute importantly to your life, to our lifestyle. It contributes and have at midnight for fuel. Hallelujah. It's going to put fuel in your lamp so that when the master comes, when the bridegroom comes, he will look at the oil and see that you have extra oil. And so doing these things are adding extra oil. Hallelujah. So when the bridegroom comes, at the end of this chapter, we see God saying, when he comes in his glory, what is going to take place? What is going to take place, people of God? And I'm going to read this, and then I'm finished. Matthew chapter 25, 31, 32, 34 to 36, it says, and then the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him. Then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them from one another as a shepherd divided his sheep from his goats. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And for when I was hungry, you gave me meat. When I was thirsty, you gave me drink. When I was a stranger, you took me in. Bless his name. And so some of us, we got our houses, we got our places, but we don't want to help nobody because we see our houses our own, and it's too good to take somebody in. We are afraid to take people in this last hour. But God is saying, I was a stranger, and you didn't take me in. I was naked, and you didn't clothe me. I was sick, and you didn't visit me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. I was sick, and you visited me in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see thee hungry or hunger and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When did we see thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when did we see thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? Hallelujah. And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. Then shall he say also to them on the left hand, glory be to God tonight, depart from me, ye cursed into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hunger, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. where I was a stranger and you took me not in. I was naked and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison and you visited me not. And see, as God is naming these things down here, hallelujah, a lot of people are finding excuses not to do these things. But if you look at the heart of God, God is talking to us tonight that this is the key to enter the kingdom. It doesn't matter all the things we do. He said, if I was hungry, and he's talking about people, the only way we can feed and clothe and do all these things is if we do it for people. So he's saying, you didn't do it for me. When I was in prison, you didn't even come to see me, even though you knew me. When I was sick in the hospital, you didn't even visit me. You didn't come even to my home. I was COVID-19. Child, I didn't want to get that disease. And so God is saying, if you don't do this, what's going to happen to you? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily, verily, I say unto you, as much as he did it not unto the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting or into eternal life. The five wise virgins represent those who showed the love of God. The foolish represent those who could have done it but didn't. God is telling us what we do for others, you are doing it for him. And I am done tonight. Bless the name of the living God. And so if you look at the scripture and see that God is talking to church people, and at the end of this same chapter, he's telling church people what they did and did not do. And some are going to hear, depart from me. And I'm talking about church people. Not, this ain't for the world, you know. These virgins were Christian people going to hear on that day. Some of them are going to hear, say, depart from me because you didn't do anything when I needed you the most. You turned me away. When I needed you the most, you didn't care about how my condition was. You didn't care about how I was suffering. You turned your back on me. And God is saying to show love to people is to show love to him. And until we get to that point where we see our things not as our things, but God gave us these things to be a blessing. God gave us these things to reach out. Then we have failed God miserably as a Christian, as a church, and as a nation. Oh, bless his name tonight. And so God wants us to improve. God wants us to do better. We could reach out more. He said we could reach out more. We can do more. We can never, ever do enough. I don't care how much time we give or reach out. It will never be enough in the eyes of God. Some people don't have money in the bank, and they say, child, I broke. They lie. They just don't want to help you. And God is taking account of the liars. He said a liar will not tarry in his sight. Oh, bless his name on tonight. And so tonight, as I've read this into your hearing, as I've administered this word of God tonight, let us not take this lightly because time is at hand. Let us not just let this come in one ear and go up the next. This scripture is one of the most important scriptures in the Bible, glory be to God, because it's telling us to be prepared. It's telling us how to be prepared. It's giving us the steps to be prepared. It's showing us the heart of God to make it in the kingdom. And until we get this heart right here that God is talking about feeding and clothing, then we are far from where we're supposed to be in the kingdom of God. And so tonight, God, I thank you for your word. I thank you, God, that your word won't go on deaf ear, that your word would be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, that we would honor your word, that we would, God, keep your word. Hallelujah, that your word would become a part of our lifestyle, that we would see others, oh God, that your Bible says put others first. Esteem them higher than ourselves. But God, help us to obey what you're saying, God, that we may hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant, that you have been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Help us out that agape love, God, like in the book of Acts, that they went and sold their houses and they sold their land and bring the monies at the apostles' feet and said, we want all of us to have everything in common. We want to look out for each other, God. That's what you're looking for, agape love. We are a family in the body of Christ. Help us to live as a family. Help us to be ready like that five wise virgins. Glory be to God, so that when you come, we will hear you say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I seal this word tonight. I seal this prayer tonight by saying amen in Jesus' mighty name. And so tonight, as I'm done with this word of God, I hope and pray that something said and done administered to us and help us to understand what the heart of God is and what he's expecting of us. Because a lot of people are talking about heaven, but everybody talking about heaven ain't going there. It's those that are doers of the word of God, those that are obedient and live by faith and trust in God, are going to be the ones to hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." So let's do good while it's in our power to do it. In Jesus' name. Amen. I turn this into the hands of Evangelist Bradley.
Into our hearing on tonight, people of God, and let us not be forgetful hearers. Amen. Glory be to God. We've had this word tonight to compel us. We've heard this word on tonight. I tell you, so much we said, I dare not begin to, amen, to pick it apart. Amen. Because so much has been said that has blessed our souls on tonight. So much has been said, people of God, tonight to cause us to hear, to reflect, to see where we are, and to see where we stand. It is time for us, people of God, to really get serious about our salvation and our walk with the Lord. Amen. The Lord is calling us. He's calling us closer. He's calling us nearer unto him. And so we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. Our salvation, people of God, our salvation, glory to God, we've got to take it serious with everything that is within us. We have really got to be about our Father's business. Amen. Glory to God. We got to tell somebody. We got to compel somebody to Christ. We got to tell them, people of God, if we don't open our mouth and tell them, they may never know. So we give God thanks. We give God praise tonight for this word. Thank you. Thank you, woman of God. We bless God for you on tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for your dedication, your commitment to come and be a part of this Prayer News Network Global. Oh, we just thank God. Amen. We just thank God on tonight. People of God, listen, we want to let you know, as always, that you can get a copy of this broadcast. It is absolutely free. You can get a copy. If you would, text us on tonight. The number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Also, if you're listening internationally and you would like to get a copy of this broadcast, you can certainly do so. That number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. You can get a copy of this broadcast, people of God. Text us, amen, via WhatsApp if you're listening internationally. And we will get a copy of the broadcast to you on tonight. Again, we do give God thanks and we give God praise for this word on tonight. We thank God for his messenger on tonight. Again, people of God, let us take heed to the word that we've heard. Let us take heed to all of the word that we have heard on tonight. Amen. And we just give God thanks and praise. Prophetess, we thank God again for you. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you to speak to you for the people. Amen. To his people all over the world. We thank God for you. We bless God for you. And tonight, we just want to pray, people of God, let us look, amen, toward the woman of God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We're thanking you. Glory to God. Father, we thank you for your word on tonight. We thank you, glory to God, for your word that you sent, your word to heal, your word to deliver, your word, oh God, to cause a paradigm shift within us. We give you thanks. We praise you on tonight. Father, your word that cleanses and purifies us. We thank you this night, oh God. Father, we bless your precious name on tonight. Cause us this night, oh, God, that this word would be hidden in our hearts, that we might not sin against thee. And, Father, we thank you for your vessel tonight. We're thanking you for your chosen vessel this night, oh, God. We're asking that you would bless. We're asking this night, oh, God, that you would shower down upon her blessings upon blessings, we do pray in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you on tonight to give her very heart's desire in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we touch and agree on tonight. We touch and agree, glory to God, Father, that you would cover her, that you would shield her for every divine assignment in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this night, oh God, for your word given. We're asking you, oh God, to shield your servant now. We're asking that you would cover her in your shed blood in the precious name of Jesus. We forbid backlash of the enemy. We declare on tonight that there shall be no retaliation. We declare on tonight, glory to God, that there shall be no reformation in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight. We're thanking you for goodness and mercy. We're thanking you for beauty and van to keep her and cover her in all of her ways in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're thanking you tonight. Thank you for prospering, oh God, everything that she would touch in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you tonight, Father, for we're asking you, oh God, to breathe upon her, breathe upon her plans, breathe upon her desires, oh God. And we thank you tonight, Father, we're thanking you for manifestation, glory to God, of those things, oh God, that she has upon the altar. We give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We bless you tonight, oh God. And oh, glory to God. Father, tonight we do bind the hand of the enemy over her life that will seek to, oh God, touch, that will seek, oh God, to disrupt, that will seek to cause confusion. But Father, by thy power and by thy might on tonight, we do bind the hand of the enemy as sons of God. And we thank you tonight. We're thanking you, oh God, for breaking up every, oh God, every word, oh God, towards your servant. We declare, sons of God, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. And for this we give you thanks. For this, oh God, we give you praise. For this we give you glory. We give you honor tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking this night, Father, to cause your face to shine upon her in all that she do and all that she say. And for this, Master, we do give you thanks. We do give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory tonight in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. On tonight, amen. We bless God tonight, people of God. Again, we want to ask you to go ahead and get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. As always, it is absolutely free. Just text us and we'll get it to you as expeditiously as possible. Glory to God. Again, we thank God for you, prophetess. Glory to God. Thank you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless you. May the Lord continue to keep you in your way. Amen. As you walk this path before him. In the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God. So at this time, woman of God, we're going to release the platform back to you. Glory be to God for your final remarks and for the dismissal of the line. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We bless God on tonight. We give him the glory and we give him the thanks, hallelujah, for his word on tonight. We thank God for all of you that is taking the time out to stay and listen to what the Spirit of God is speaking to us as his people, because he is definitely speaking his word to all people in this last hour. We thank God tonight for this PNN, this a place that God has ordained so we can come and hear what God is speaking. You know, there are many people, like last night we learned about Korea and what is happening, the Christians, how they're being killed and persecuted, and they don't have the opportunity to hear the word. They don't have the opportunity what we have. And so, you know, as we need to take advantage of every opportunity that God gives us, be able to come and gather as a people to hear what he is saying. So I do give God praise, and I give people that time. And I pray, God, for each and every one of you tonight that are listening, that God may bless you, may he lift up his countenance upon you, may he give you peace, may he give you divine revelation, may he open the doors unto you that have been closed, may he make ways out of no way for his people on tonight. May salvation come forth to those who are not saved. And Father, we thank you that you will continue to mount your people out on wings like eagles, that you could cover us with the shed blood of Jesus, that you will keep us from accidents and incidents and dangers that are pain, that we're living in terrible circumstances. And so we need the hand of protection. Some of this is
line. We see it in with the blood of Jesus. Mr. Bradley, I'm going to grab you back to prayer warriors and advise you for the blood of Jesus. There's no reference against the platform or anyone that can bless him. It is what God possible. And every tongue that is rising up against him, any demonic tongue that is rising up against us right now, we put it down in Jesus' name. And Father, as we leave this land and not your presence, that we release your angels with flaming through the fire to protect us and keep us through the night and even tomorrow and for the rest of the week. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We want to invite you. Please, ma'am, please, sir, come back on tomorrow night. Don't just come back, but invite someone else to come back and be with you on tomorrow night. Amen. God bless you. Remember, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. Glory to God. Every night except their special programming. And we do, again, ask you to come back and be with us on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, consider yourself tonight dismissed. God bless you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.